Hey guys, welcome back to season 5 of On a Couch with Ask Nanny Q. Can you believe it? I am on season 5. Thank you to everyone that's been listening. Thank you for all the love and support. If you're new here, go back, start from the beginning, catch up. So this season is going to be very different, everyone. I have received numerous, and when I say numerous, we have enough nanny stories for two seasons. We really do. The next two seasons will be called The Diaries of Nannies. I'm jumping in the first story. I'm just putting it out there and it is what it is. No names will be told. I ask that everyone listening is 18 or older. Get your popcorn, your wine, your lemon water, whatever you need. But let's start season 5 just like this. Hey, Nanny Q, I've been a fan of yours for a very long time, and I just want to let you know that I love your podcast. Thank you for opening up your podcast to all the nannies so we can tell you about some of the crazy things our families do without using our own platforms. First, I want to start off saying that I work for porn stars. I've been with the same client for the last 5 years. I started with them when I was 21 and I didn't know what they did. All I knew, they left at night and they came home in the morning. 5 years later, I'm making $7,000 a month. They host Naked Bible Study and they have 15 to 20 people that come over. No, they don't have sex during Bible study, but sometimes after, they do. They had to put one guy out because after everybody was saying their prayers and walking around talking, he started jacking off in the corner. Normally, I don't see anything crazy that goes on. They're actually pretty normal and pretty amazing. They let me know if they're having any parties or if anybody will be coming over. I get paid an extra $500 for any child that I watch just in case they have a swingers night, which is only once a month, and it's normally the whole weekend. I make about $15,000 those weekends. They're pretty cool. They love Jesus, and that's the thing that I love about them the most. I love the fact that we start every day with prayer. They make sure that I have yoga, I have self-care, and insurance. The only thing, they're porn stars. I can never tell any of my friends about them because they're so judgmental. Yes, they have a lot of people come over, but they always respect me. They always make sure to tell me. They don't do anything or say anything or show me anything I don't want to see. Now, have I walked downstairs and saw an orgy going on in the pool? Yes. Do I have to make sure that I send an alarm to let them know that I'm coming downstairs? Yes, but other than that, it's just like working for any other family. They have 4 amazing kids. I have my own area where I can sleep in. They've never made a pass at me, and they don't allow any of their friends to make passes at me. The reason why I'm writing you is because I think I want to start doing porn. I told them about it, and they told me to start out with OnlyFans, make sure I cover my face, and make sure none of my tattoos are showing. I talked to my husband about it, and can you believe he's actually okay? We uploaded our first 3 videos, and I sent it to my boss. She gave me some pointers and told me a few different things to do. She also told me some places where I could get uniforms and wigs. Right now, we've made an extra $3,000 at home, and I'm able to satisfy the fetish that I have. I always wanted to be able to do porn, and no one knows that it's me. Me and my husband have been having so much fun with it. No one even knows that it's us. I just wanted to let people know that it's okay to work for people in the porn industry. No, they don't ask you to come to work with them. If you want to watch, they have no problem with it. They just ask that everybody respects everybody. Nanny Q, I'm never leaving this job. I don't know any nanny that's making $7,000 a month. Yes, I have 3 kids and she's actually pregnant now. But they told me if I decide to stay, they'll increase me by another $1,000. Over the last 5.5 years, I've been on so many vacations with them. They're a pretty amazing family. I just wanted to get it out there and say, I work for porn stars. There, I said it. Somebody finally knows my little dirty secret. Signed, Nanny Diaries. That's all I gotta say. Welcome to season 5, guys. Make sure to have your wine and your popcorn and chips or whatever ready, because these stories, yeah, and they get longer and longer. Until next time, thank you for listening to On the Couch with Axe Nanny Q. We on season 5, y'all.